Need more creativity in your life? Go outside. Have you ever had a problem niggling at you and you can't seem to figure it out? Or maybe you're an artist and you've gotten blocked, and the creative juices just aren't flowing. Either way, whether you dabble in brushes and oils or high finance, you're looking at the same problem. You lack creativity. Believe it or not, the answer is pretty simple. Just go outside. We know that getting out in nature will ease stress and help you both mentally and physically. But did you know that getting out in a green space will make you more creative? Here's how. 1. First, nature relaxes your mind. When you're stressed out and overtired, it's typically very hard to see straight, much less think straight. But nature has a way of hitting that magic reset button. Studies have shown that even spending 20 minutes walking around a park is enough to reduce blood pressure, meaning you're stressing less. That is important if you expect to tackle anything creative. Studies have shown that being under even moderate stress will impact creativity negatively. So reducing that pressure is integral to being able to perform well. 2. Next, nature hits that magic reset button. You'll find that you can think more clearly when your mind is less burdened by stress. That is especially important if you've been feeling lost in a brain fog of confusion. This clarity is integral to being able to put your thoughts in order so that you can tackle a problem and see your way through to the conclusion. 3. And finally, you become more receptive to creativity. Being less stressed is only part of the puzzle. In an extensive study done at Harriet Watt University, Edinburgh, an EEG monitored brainwaves of subjects. The study discovered that when exposed to nature, brain activity shifted over to parts of the brain associated with creative thinking. With a relaxed mind that's able to focus, you're now ready to tackle the problem at hand. It might seem very simple to go outside to reboot your creativity, and it is. Keep in mind that your brain requires green spaces, not just sky overhead. If you live in the city, walking down Broadway is not going to have the same effect as a stroll through Central Park. The best places are areas where plants and trees can surround you. You do need to soak in the green to have the proper effect. But remember, you lose all of the benefits if you walk in nature and have a phone attached to your ear. So drop the conversation and pay attention to what's around you. Once you're in that green space without your phone, then look out, world. There'll be nothing holding you back.